From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. New York City's mayor says he can't guarantee predictions that the city's transportation mess will be sorted out by today. As Bruce Konweiser reports, residents are letting it be known that they're unhappy with the pace of cleanup after this week's heavy snow.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg is coming under fire because scores of city roads are still waiting to see a snowplow more than a day after a powerful nor'easter left town.
Our number one challenge is stuck ambulances and abandoned cars and buses. These abandoned vehicles are making it very difficult for our plows to move as quickly as they usually do, and that is one of the real differences between this storm and past ones that we have dealt with.
The storm, accompanied by gale-force winds, dumped 20 inches of snow on New York City and more than 2.5 feet on some New Jersey suburbs. The strong winds have also contributed to the street-clearing difficulties across the area, as plowed snow was often blown back onto the streets. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Konweiser in Greenbrook, New Jersey.
The 24-hour shutdown of all the major airports in the New York area is still causing problems across the country. Airlines say it may take a few more days to get all the stranded passengers to their destinations. A new storm moving into the west has California in for another round of cold and windy weather. The National Weather Service says the storm is prompting gale warnings along the entire coast. There are flood watches in parts of far northwestern California and the Central Valley. Several cities in Australia have been declared disaster areas as torrential rain is causing some of the country's worst flooding in decades. As Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney, it was just a year ago that the country was coping with a devastating drought.
Parts of New South Wales and Queensland have been inundated by days of rain caused by the remnants of tropical cyclone Tasha. Some areas received nearly a foot of rain over a 24-hour period. Dozens of towns have had to be evacuated. The federal government has even brought in two Black Hawk helicopters to help. The rain has started to ease somewhat, but officials warn that many towns have yet to see the worst of the flooding as the water works its way downstream to the sea. The country's farmers have been especially hard hit. Just a year ago, their fields were withering away from a more than 10-year drought. The return of the rain brought with it a bumper crop, but now much of that crop has been submerged, causing hundreds of millions of dollars in damage. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
One of Indonesia's top terrorism suspects is now on trial. The government charges Abdullah Sunnata of setting up a terrorist group with ties to terrorists in the Middle East and the Philippines. Prosecutors also claim he set up a jihadi training camp to prepare for high-profile attacks against Western hotels and resorts, plus assassinations. Sunnata faces a possible death sentence if he is convicted of violating Indonesia's anti-terrorism laws. From Washington, this is NPR News. Air France has lost a major court battle concerning the crash of its Flight 447 last year in the mid-Atlantic. Frank Browning reports a Brazilian judge has awarded the families of two victims a $714,000 judgment.
Air France Flight 447 disappeared into the Atlantic Ocean in June 2009, midway between Rio de Janeiro and the African coast. 228 people perished in the crash, most of their bodies still not located. In yesterday's ruling, the Brazilian judge awarded $714,000 to the parents and grandparents of Luciana Clarkson Seba and her husband, Paulo Valle Mesquita Valle. The majority of the passengers on the plane were Brazilians, along with several dozen French and some American citizens. Brazilian courts are well known for issuing large judgments in air crashes, and Air France is expected to face many more loss-of-life suits. The exact cause of the crash remains unknown, though faulty speed sensors are suspected of having played a role. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Air fares are on the rise. Several airlines say they're raising prices on domestic routes by $10 one way and $20 round trip. United, Continental, and Delta all say they're raising their prices effective immediately. And the travel website FareCompare.com says American is too, but that airline has not yet responded to requests for comment. San Francisco now has free public Wi-Fi access in its public housing facilities. Mayor Gavin Newsom says the project is complete. The San Francisco Housing Authority has installed wireless broadband in 33 housing developments serving lower-income residents, seniors, and disabled residents. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.
Support for